Today is your last full day of summer Yongmeng Jeongjin. So I'd like you to double your effort and do your utmost. Each time when you sit or each time when you stand, you can do hapjang and then make a vow. Let me keep my true practice and stay awake each and every moment. You can come up your own version of a vow. The true practitioners, their true practice is going so deep, so pervading, so penetrating, and they are there, but you don't see it, you don't hear it. They almost become invisible with their practice. And as you accelerate your practice, so come numerous distractions. It happens all the time. So, no matter how painful, no matter how numerous those distractions, they are simply not important. Well, the spirit of sun training is if they make disturbance 108th time and 109th time, you're back up again. And sometimes this kind of an intense meditation retreat triggers a lot of emotional reactions, because this kind of practice, even though it's happening on the side, it's like unmasking stuff. We have a lot of layers of masks. So it's like a peeling onion. It's unmasking. It's painful. But it has to come out, because whatever needs to be troubled and has to be troubled and have to get processed through, so that even finally you would have a peace of mind with your true faith and true practice. While these things happening, but you must stay with your practice throughout. But don't try to hold them back. Let them come out. Let them out. But you must stay with your practice. Once again, remember your true practice on the strength of your deep humility and profound gratitude. Your true practice is your awakening. There is no other awakening. So staying with your practice over and over again and going forward with it is your awakening practice. Is that clear?
Yes!
Is that clear?
Yes!
Is that clear enough?
Yes!
One more time.
Yes!
That's Sunita. He's got such a cheerful devil mind.